Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Democratic House prosecutors winding up their arguments at President Donald Trump's Senate impeachment trial today are insisting the president only release congressionally approved money for military aid to Ukraine because he had, quote, gotten caught withholding it. Lead House Manager Representative Adam Schiff saying it goes to the heart of the abuse of power charges against the president.
What President Trump did when abusing his office and demanding Ukraine open an investigation into Joe Biden was not fighting corruption. It was not part of established U.S. anti-corruption policy. That corrupt pressure campaign for his own personal political benefit, in fact, subverted U.S. anti-corruption efforts in Ukraine and undercut our national security.
Trump, in a message on Twitter, meanwhile, criticized the trial schedule, saying his lawyers will be forced to start tomorrow, which is Saturday, a day he referred to as Death Valley in TV. President Trump will sign a much-anticipated trade deal with Mexico and Canada at a White House ceremony next week. More from NPR's Franco Ordonez.
While the impeachment trial continues today and over the weekend, President Trump joined thousands of anti-abortion rights activists today for the March for Life in Washington, D.C., and he plans to release his long-awaited Middle East peace plan in the next few days before Tuesday's meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his political rival Benny Gantz. On Wednesday, Trump will sign the trade deal known as USMCA.
I think the American people see that somebody's working for them and someone's working for their own political interests.
That's Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley. He says the American people are watching the president, quote, rack up victories while Democrats pursue an illegitimate impeachment. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, the White House.
As the president appeared at the annual March for Life rally, his administration is threatening California for requiring insurers to include abortion coverage in their plans. Here's NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin.
This action comes from the Department of Health and Human Services Office for Civil Rights. Its director, Roger Severino, has made clear that protecting conscience rights is his priority. Today, Severino said that California was in violation of the Weldon Amendment, with its state law that requires insurance companies to include abortion coverage in all plans. California has 30 days to rescind the law to come into compliance. The or else here isn't totally clear. The office can withhold federal funding, but Severino did not specify how much federal funding might be at stake. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News.
China is further expanding its lockdown against the deadly coronavirus to an unprecedented 36 million people. The number of confirmed cases of the new virus has risen to more than 850, with at least 26 deaths. The virus worries weighed on Wall Street today. The Dow was down 170 points. You're listening to NPR. Investigators now say an aerial tanker plane that crashed while battling wildfires in Australia had just finished dropping flame retardant liquid on a fire line when it went down. Three U.S. crew members from Montana, Arizona, and Florida were identified by their Canadian employer. Their deaths came during an unprecedented wildfire season in Australia that has left a large swath of destruction in the country's southeast section. More than 30 people have died so far, including three Australian volunteer firefighters. A team has been sent to Australia to recover the bodies of the U.S. victims. The European Union is asking its highest court to freeze a new Polish law it believes undermines the independence of the country's judiciary. From Brussels, Terry Schultz reports the EU warned Warsaw was overstepping with the new measures.
The Polish government, led by the Eurosceptic Law and Justice Party, has clashed with the EU regularly since coming to power in 2015, especially over its changes to the judicial system. Brussels has already opened its first-ever censure proceedings against Warsaw. The latest battle is over a law passed Thursday by the Law and Justice-dominated parliament that allows the dismissal of judges who criticize those changes. European Commission spokesman Christian Wiegand.
The Commission is very concerned about the rule of law situation in Poland. We had expressed our concerns on several occasions.
Some Polish courts have been postponing decisions because the Supreme Court warned it may question rulings made by judges appointed under the government's new laws. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Crude oil futures prices closed lower today. Oil down $1.40 a barrel, ending the session at $54.19 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.